What's up, everybody? Welcome to AlphaVets. Happy Thursday. Happy 2nd of May. Happy Thursday. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Chris.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Guess who's back? Back again. Is back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
What's happening?
How was a vacation? So I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad to see you back. Made it back safe and sound. And I'm sure you had a fabulous time. Anything crazy happen while you're on vacation? Anything weird? See any weird stuff? You want to tell everybody yes. Where you went?
No.
Okay. It's gone.
No, it was good. It was good. It was long.
Yeah.
Like I've told you many times. Like day 3-4, I was like, all right.
Time to get back to the grind. He's a workaholic, everybody. This guy's a workaholic. Back to the grind.
But yeah. No, it was good. It was needed. It was needed. Yeah. Obviously, it was like the first time I've taken true time off in like 8 years. So it felt good. It felt good. I'm good to go for another 8.
No. No, sir. No, sir. I've already told you. This time next year, we're going to be doing lots of stuff. I think a lot of people are going to be we're going to be a lot happier this time next year, for sure. For sure.
I sure hope so.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. But I'm ready to party. I'm ready to party. You know, I'm ready to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for restoration. I'm ready to see us get this country back in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flying high, doing great things, you know, seeing that good old American spirit just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good to go. Mm-hmm. Good to go.
Yeah, it was actually one thing. And actually, there's a lot of stuff hit me. On my way back was just man, I don't know if you listened to any of them, but this past weekend, actually, I think it was, I don't remember which weekend. Maybe it was the weekend prior. I don't know. Kevin dropped like 4 or 5 new videos, you know, from his conference. Obviously, my parents went to that one, which, and they said it was awesome. But yeah, I watched them all. I watched them all a couple times. And on my way back, man, I was going through everything. And especially, I was just sitting on my computer, like just typing, mm-hmm. typing away, just going through the authority, going through everything that, you know, God wants us to step into, what he's saying, what he's really, I really feel strongly like this is the time. This is a good time. Where we need to take that next step and take that next step in what he wants. I mean, obviously we're doing our best to, you know, do with what we have and everything like that. But, you know, Chris, we've talked about it many times. But one thing Kevin has always done, you know, he's the man's a distribution center. And you know, we've obviously given stuff away and everything like that. But Chris, we know firsthand that God loves to give to those who he loves, right? Mm-hmm. And especially putting that faith in him, and he continues to provide in the unknown, and just going through the authority and stepping into that authority into a new level is just really what he wants right now, because there's a lot of uncertainty, obviously a lot of unknown just within the nation, within the economical side, the political side, social, everything. I mean, things are getting a little biblical out there, if you haven't noticed. And there's going to be a time, you know, I don't like to obviously use the word fear mongering, stuff like that, but you can see what the deep state, the evil planners out there are trying to do. You know, we can see what they're doing, and this stuff may escalate. You know, it's not all going to be, it's going to be a bumpy ride, and that's okay, because we've talked about thriving in the chaos. It's that Goshen, God providing the abundance as we move into this. As we move into something new. But along the road, if it's going to get bumpy, God laid on my heart, he's like, y'all going to be a distribution center. And it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to happen. So we're going to take that next step. And wherever he leads us, obviously he's given us a lot of opportunity within the past couple of years, within the past year, past 6 months. And it's been tremendous, Chris. We've talked about thriving in it. And we've talked also about like, we almost feel bad, but we shouldn't, because God wants us to be a distribution center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he's going to bring us. And that's where we're going. So it's been really good. And, you know, he gave me a lot of insight on my way back and just ready to rock.
Me too, man. Yeah, it is getting a little cray cray out there. But you can clearly see what they're going to, like when we talked on the phone earlier today, I was like, you know, I'm excited because, I mean, you saw 45 yesterday, you saw Trump, you know, what did he say? Did two rallies yesterday, right? He did two rallies.
Yeah, I didn't get to see him. I only seen like clips.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden, dude can't even walk, has to have an entourage to walk him to his helicopter now. And you got this guy, 45, out here doing two rallies in one day. But, you know, he keeps saying the quiet part out loud. And we all know how this is going to end. And that, yes, it's painful to watch, but we all had to see it. But yesterday he said, he goes, it's going to be a scary 6 months. He said, but we're not going to let them steal it. We're not going to do it. They're not going to steal it. He goes, there's no telling what they're going to do. You know, they're going to try and start World War III. They're trying everything. And I told Iz earlier, I was like, is it bad that I'm a little excited just because I want to see what lengths they're willing to go in order to try and maintain power. And the more they do, the more they clutch their pearls and the more they grasp and try to hold on to that power, all they're doing is waking more and more people up, and mm-hmm. they're unifying the country. You know, Joe Biden did say he was going to unify the country, right? Well, he's unified them against him. Now you're starting to see that neither side, you know, nobody likes this guy. Nobody likes him.
Nobody does.
Except your typical, what's it, CNN brain, as Ashton Forbes calls. He said the CNN brains, they love him. But outside of that, even these crazed leftists, they're starting to turn on him. But that's what happens, right? Evil always eats its own. They always eat their own.
I mean, I see that, but I also, I mean, I was going to get into it a little bit, okay. But right. Regarding like the protesting, because they try and cover up things. They try to hide things in certain narratives to make you think one thing,
mm-hmm.
but really what's the bigger picture, you know, like what are they truly doing? So, anyway, we'll get to it. But it's a prayer going.
What do you say we get a little prayer? Yeah, you beat me to it. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And then we'll get rolling. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father. And we thank you once again for bringing us to another day, Father, for breathing life into our lungs, for giving us this platform to speak truth to power, to worship you, Father. And to walk down your path while just grasping onto your hand and allowing you to lead us, to lead this community, to help us lead others to you, Father. That's what we want the most. We want to be vessels to help others see you, to help others seek you, to help others remove those scales from their eyes like you did for so many of us. To help others see the veil that is being lifted and the world, you know, as we always say, Father, the world that has always been there. This world has been there. These people have been there plotting, scheming, distracting this whole time. And they did a really good job distracting us and keeping our attention focused on things that didn't matter. And we just thank you, Father, for allowing us to take part in this, for allowing us to be a part of this great awakening that is happening right now, not just here in America, but all over the world, Father. We know it looks very chaotic. It looks like countries are about to just fall into complete communism. I mean, right to our north, We pray for the people of Canada. We see, you know, when your prophet Kim Clement, when he said, Canada, keep up your shields, they are looking at you. Now we understand exactly what he was prophesying when he said that. And we just pray for all of those all over the world in these countries where their governments are just doing some very tyrannical things. And right here in America, Father, we pray for our country. We pray for this nation. We know that this is still your nation, Father, and that we have been the world's piggy bank. We really have. We have been the world's piggy bank, and we have helped these corrupt governments do what they're doing to their people. And they, by the allowing these people to steal from us, Father, and we know that you are going to put an end to all of it, that you are going to restore this nation. You are going to restore the fortunes of this nation, and we will rise up strong again, united as one, and we will take back this country from those who wish to do us harm. And Father, we just thank you every day for your guidance, for your wisdom, for your discernment, and most importantly, Father, for your protection. We just thank you for you know, bringing his home safely and, you know, allowing him to have some rest and relaxation. And we just know that you are with my family and Israel's family, and that you are with everybody here in this chat tonight, that you're with anybody that comes across this video for the first time. Father, they will know that it is you that is with them, that your arms are around them, protecting all of us and keeping us from harm's way, protecting us from all those slings and arrows that the enemy throws our way, protecting us from all the lies and distractions, and giving us a clear spiritual mind to see the truth. And to not just see the truth, Father, to speak it boldly, courageously, and proudly. And we just thank you, Father, for putting that on our hearts and many other people's hearts in this country. Father, we thank you for our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. We know that you are with them, that your hands are placed upon them, that your arms are around them as well, and that you are guiding them down your path. And we know that no matter what they do, no matter what sling or arrow they throw at him, that he is standing in between us and them, and that he gladly takes those slings and arrows, Father, because you have put him in this position. You have given him this courage and this heart to stand strong and to stay true to what he believes and what he believes is best for this country. And we just know, Father, that you will continue to have your hands upon him, and that we will see this through, and we will see our day of victory very soon. Father, we thank you so much for all the good men and women in our military and our government that are working behind the scenes. We know that there are good people and that there are people we might think are bad and the opposite that are good, who might surprise us in the very near future. But to those who are working feverishly to help us restore this country, Father, we know that you are with them. We are praying for them. We are praying for their safety, and we know that you will protect them. And Father, we know, we pray for those who wish to do us harm. We pray for our enemies, Father, that they have a change of heart, that they repent, that they face judgment in this world so that they do not have to face the judgment when they meet you, when they leave this world, Father. And we just pray that they have that change of heart and that they stand up and admit their wrongs and that they repent and they turn back to you. Father, we thank you so much for, the true prophets. We know, Father, that you are speaking through so many, that you have anointed so many, and we know you will continue to do so, and we know you will continue to give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear your voice. And Father, we just thank you for your guidance and your protection over them as well. And Father, we thank you each and every day for this wonderful community here we have at Alpha Vets. We know, Father, you will be in the room with us tonight like you always are, and that you will help us say the things that you need us to say. And Father, we thank you, and we know that you will help us continue to grow, that we will just continue to spread this message far and wide all over this country and all over the world. And Father, we know that we will be united again because of you, and we just thank you so much, and we look forward to that, to being united. Unity, it's such a beautiful word, Father, and I just can't wait to scream it from the mountaintops. And we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, man. Amen.
Amen. What's up? What do you want to talk about first, Iz?
Oh, just give me 1 second.
Just give you a second. I hope the chat is doing well. I hope everybody's doing well. It's, before we leave, you got to let me tell you about my weekend last week, and I didn't get a chance to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I stepped out of my element, and then I stepped back into it because stepping out of it was a little. Yeah. Hey, the things we do for our kids. The things we do for our kids. You want me to tell you about it real quick?
Yeah,
so I went to my daughter was like, hey, Dad, one of her friends is a very talented artist, very talented. And she's like, we want to go support her. Can we go to West Virginia? I'm like, sure, I'll take you to West Virginia. You know, her friend has been like a daughter to me, and they've been best friends since seventh grade. So we go to this thing. It was called KazaCon, kind of like a Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of Dungeons and Dragons, a lot of costumes. Not my cup of tea. And a lot of smells. I'm not trying to be mean, everybody, but there was a lot of body odor going on in that place. And I was like, holy.
It's because everybody was sweating.
Yeah, I saw some furries, people wearing the furry costumes and stuff. And but I did it because I love my kids, and you know, I'm trying to support, you know, their friend, and you know, her artwork was phenomenal. She is very talented, but definitely, I don't know if any of you have been to Comic-Con or anything like that, but that is definitely not my cup of tea. And so all I want to say is I got some very nasty looks in there. And I'm like, I did have my faith over fear hoodie on. And it was like, some people like stared me down. Like I was like evil. I'm like,
okay. Do you know, I've kind of noticed that, dude, it happens at restaurants. It happens all over. You walk in and people just mean mug you.
Yeah,
I had like three people like mean mugging me once, and I don't think it's anything. Remember that one time I shared that story of like the two people I drove past,
and their faces as I drove past them,
and they were like,
looking.
It's stuff like that. Like it's things that are worked up inside of people.
Strange,
but come out.
It was a good weekend. Definitely stepped out of my element. Definitely not something. Not my cup of tea. I don't ever want to go to another Comic-Con. Nah,
I went in 2017.
Yeah, it's not my thing. And, you know, and I'm like disappointed. Like there was no Star Wars. Like at least have some Star Wars stuff.
I went to the Star Wars.
I never heard of.
Yeah, I went to the Star Wars one in 2017, and I was still still figuring it out.
Still figuring it out. That's a good way to put it. Still figuring it out. I'm still trying to figure it out, but I'm a little more seasoned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about a few things. For one, so I want to kind of use this to transition into this bill that was passed in the House. Obviously, you see, as of November of 2023, these riots have been organized since last November for all across all these major campuses, right? Man, remember that one time, Chris, where, I don't know, forever, when they say that you need to go to college?
Yes.
Don't go to trade. Don't learn a trade. Don't learn to trade. Those people are stupid. You can't go to college. You're stupid. Can't do it. But really, what they do, they make the college. And I'm not saying going to college is necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is they want to push people into the, not only to put you in debt, to make you a slave to the system, you know, paying off those student loans, doing all that stuff. But it's an indoctrination camp. Because then you become who you're around. There's a lot of that around there. You know,
Hive mind.
Yes, it's basically a hive mind, you know? So obviously, if you have gone through, you know, these colleges, campuses, and all this stuff, and you made it out, and you're not indoctrinated, you rock. Yeah. You rock. But this stuff has been going on. I think it was like 138 colleges, 138 campuses that they've been preparing for these organized riots. Again, a lot of these people don't even know what they're doing. Most of them just there. Just there. They're just there for the ride. And not to mention, a recent report came out that most of these protesters aren't even college students.
No, it's not crazy. You know? Who would have thunk it?
That are at these universities. Hmm. So it's also very interesting. Why? Because they get people in these groups they to push a narrative, to push an agenda. This is what they want continuously. This is the education system. This is everything. This is everything. So you fast forward. Here we are. And now you're starting to see all these college campuses go up in flames, or, you know, people can't go to class. People can't do nothing. And they're turning into these Hamas camps and anti-Israel. Again, here's where things get interesting, because we all know there's deep state in each nation, right? We understand this. We understand that the Israeli people aren't bad. We understand Palestinian people aren't bad necessarily. But these governments, these people in control, have this narrative to push. Well, if you're Satan and you're going to take over a nation that has God's covenant spilled all over it, well, that's a pretty solid plan from the enemy, knowing that God won't go back on his promise. Okay, so the everything gets infiltrated from within. And so now we have all these clashes. We have the anti-Israel. We have the pro-Palestinian, right? But again, we don't want people to die on either side. We don't want this. We want these governments out. But these people are organized to riot, to push a narrative. They know, like you said in the beginning, there's both sides that are chanting against Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're still going to use this narrative to push an agenda. It doesn't even matter at this point who's for what. None of it matters. They're just there to push an agenda. And so what do you see come across? You see this anti-Semitism bill passed by the House. This anti-Semitism bill passed by the House, overwhelmingly in the House. Take that for just what it is. Show
uniparty,
you
uniparty.
Who is in your government. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I think it was like 390 to something.
Did we not talk about this before? Remember, yeah. I told you I'll do your homework and find out how many of your elected representatives have dual citizenship in Israel.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was brought forward by Democrat Bob Casey. Was it Bob Casey?
I think
who was the lead.
Yeah.
Was lead on. Obviously, 390. It overwhelmingly passed. And so this is just another form. Okay, this is just like the TikTok thing. Okay, we don't want I'm going to go against, I don't even know what he's actually said, but what has Trump said it, like China, that China owns TikTok? Because I disagree with that.
No.
He hasn't? Okay.
He hasn't said much about TikTok other than he doesn't think they should be allowed to do what they're doing.
Well, see, and that's a good point, because it's the same concept. Now, what did we see as you know, used to be avid TikTokers back in the day, Chris? We would get taken down for what? Hate speech.
Hate speech
when it would be nothing. It would be nothing.
Community guidelines, hate speech.
But the algorithm was so easy to use that we could, you know, people would learn ways to get around the algorithm, to bypass it, until your account gets figured out to the point where they just start taking down videos no matter what it says. Mm-hmm. Because they just want to shut you up. It was never about China. It was never about China. The CIA controls most of it. Like this is but they couldn't control it. Mm-hmm. So what do? They pass a bill. They want to pass a bill to ban TikTok, shut it down, because they can't control the narrative. It's the same exact concept with this anti-Semitism bill. Now, do we think we should go around, you know, slandering the Jews or whoever, you know? No. No, we shouldn't be slandering anyone necessarily. I'm just saying what it comes down to is your freedom of speech. This is what they're always after. They want to shut you up.
Mm-hmm.
Under a different narrative. So you push all these riots. Doesn't matter the narrative. Doesn't matter their agenda. It's to shut you up so this can lead into something else. If you can start with social media apps, move into college campuses, make sure that the younger generations and the people that are using everything else above it can't talk. They can't talk. This is what they want. And just goes to show you, overwhelmingly passing the House, how many traitors are in your government. So many. Again, it makes you wonder if this is all part of a movie for them to push their agenda on purpose. Because what do you gain by letting them walk through the front door? Everything. If this doesn't red pill people every single day of their agenda to silence you. You know, freedom of speech is very important. If we lose that, we lose the Second Amendment. It's over.
It is. It is. It's and over. That's their goal. What did they do with the Patriot Act? They hit you with scare events. See, they... It's almost like, maybe this is a bad analogy, I don't know. It's like they got a laser pointer, and mm-hmm. they're just shining it, and it's like they just know what yeah. to do in order to hurt us in certain directions to get the outcome that they want. See, the more I see this stuff with Israel, with the anti-Semitism and all that, you know, Q said saving Israel for last for no reason ever mentioned. And now here we got ever since October, it's been Israel, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find the article because it makes so much sense. And I'm probably not going to be able to find it. I thought I had the link and now it's saying there's an error, but I found an article by Vigilante News and they brought up all of this stuff. Like, look what you're seeing. We were told that it was China. Everybody's China, China, China. China's mm-hmm. this, China's that. And me and Iz told you a long time ago, because I got Trump's book where he speaks very highly of Xi in China. He speaks very, right yeah, there. Iz got it too. He speaks very highly of President Xi and even says, I hope one day we'll be working together again soon. Like, basically, I mm-hmm. plan to work with him. And you're seeing the BRICS. You're seeing all this stuff. You see the world forming against the United States. And the United States, let's be honest, they steal from us. And they fund the world. They fund their black book projects all over the world. And they own governments. Yeah. They have toppled governments, put puppets in there, and they control their base of operation. This one world government has been spreading, and you, the American citizen, are the ones paying for it all of it.
Sure.
So
it's
China, everybody's focused on China, right? Remember all the so in this article, Vigilante News, I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it, but I can paraphrase. So in the article, it says that we're all looking in the wrong direction. Like, they had us focused on China. China stole the election. China didn't steal. They might have tried. But China wasn't the main culprit in the election theft of 2020.
No.
No. You know where your hubs were?
Ukraine.
Right here in America, Tel Aviv, in Israel, Serbia, the Five Eyes, all the Five Eyes countries.
Five Eyes.
They were all in on it. Those were the people who stole the election. And when they couldn't overcome, here's the thing. So in 2016, Trump wins. Shocks them all. Because he overcame the cheat. They had it rigged. He overcame the cheat. They didn't plan. They didn't plan for all of us to come out like we did and vote for him. They didn't plan on it. Shocked them. So they had a plan in place for 2020. They hit you with a virus. They got their mail-in ballots. And it was clear. Trump was cruising to a victory on election night. Remember, he says, everybody's calling me. Congratulate me. Congratulations, sir. And he goes, They liked to cheat, almost like you knew they were. And then the deep state panicked. Mm-hmm. And they hit the panic button, and they stopped counting in all the swing states. And then they brought in their truckloads of pre-printed fake ballots. Who do you think paid for those? People in the Five Eyes, people in Israel, in the government, yeah, Israel. I'm not talking about the people of Israel. I'm talking about the government of mm-hmm. Israel, the Mossad. They have a grip on this country.
Of course.
My wife asked me today, who is Jewish, by the way. She goes, why? What? Because she saw where Trump was like, we're going to have an Iron Dome like Israel. And she goes, why don't we have one? And they do. Why are we paying for them to have one and we don't have one? She goes, why are we paying for it? And I just looked at her. I was like, yeah, why? Why are we paying for all this? Yet people here in America are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's in this article. It basically says they distract us and they get us to look. Because what happened? Remember all the Konak stuff where they were like, China's got voter information of American citizens, and they arrested this guy and then they dropped the charges. Remember you had I love Mike Lindell, but I think Mike Lindell got played with the whole PCAPS thing. And I think, I don't know who gave him that information, but remember they had us looking at the PCAPS and they had the cyber symposium and they had all this stuff. And what's come of it? Nothing. We're all focused on China and all this. And the enemy is over here going, look, we got them looking in the other direction and look what we've been doing. And you, the American citizen, are funding it all. You're funding it
right.
all.
I mean, it's the perfect CIA tactic. It's what they do time and time again of giving you truth and then leading you in the different direction of mm-hmm. of who's doing the actual. It's common, you know. It's a frame job. It's always been a frame job, but they always say it's this. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. But they're the ones doing it. I mean, even in the James O'Keefe video, when he had the CIA people, that they're still spying on Trump, openly yep. admitting it, and saying how the CIA directors, what's her name? Not only Pompeo, but the Haspel.
Gina Haspel, yes.
Gina Haspel, that these people were withholding information from Trump, saying mm-hmm. that he would leak it or stuff like that. Well, why would you think that? Unless you were hiding something.
Right.
You're hiding something. That's exactly what you're doing. But not only all this we talk about the first, your First Amendment and your Second Amendment and all these things, but going back to the First Amendment, this bill is just another step in the doorway. Of what does this bill literally talk about? It talks about taking out the gospel. You know, because the Jews killed Jesus. Well, I mean, look what the Sanhedrin did. They used government to kill Jesus.
They did, didn't they?
So think about it. This is exactly what they're doing. It's cyclical. Every history repeats itself. And they're doing it all over again. Oh, we have this agenda. Well, we need to pass this anti-Semitism bill, but inside of it is a little bit of sprinklage to get you to stop talking about Jesus. It's not very subtle, but to an extent it is.
Not subtle at all. It's clear what they're trying to do. And it's crazy that we're biblical, man. It's going to be biblical. It already has been. All these things that we keep seeing, all these revelations, all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the harder they try to grasp on and maintain power, the more they open, show who they really, like the Uniparty. Remember, the term Uniparty, we've used that so much, but not a lot of people, couldn't see it. And now you're clearly seeing it is no longer left, right. It is no longer Republican, Democrat. It is good and it is evil. Mm-hmm. Again, the Republicans have had control of the Congress for over a year now. Somebody tell me one thing they've done that has benefited the American people. Show me where any accountability has been done for anything. Nothing. They've done nothing but blow hot air and smoke and write strongly worded letters and emails to people. That's it.
Dude, they gaslight. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say they gaslight everybody. I mean, look what Mike Johnson made a post talking about. Oh, they want open border policies. He got community noted on X. And it's like, this was in your bill.
Thank you.
So you're out here bashing the left and the Democrats for open border policies, but you're the one that pushed it.
Yeah.
Gaslighted. Everybody, all the time. They don't care. They don't care. No, it's all just a big game to them. You know? No.
And you got the Democrats literally trying to protect Mike Johnson. What is that? Again, I still... The jury's still out. Right. The jury's still out, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. All we know is that we've been saying, I know y'all see it too, that we're going to see things. Again, unsettling for you because it's, eye-opening for other people. Like we, many of us here, we all know, I guarantee everybody here in this chat knows who these people are. But there's still a lot of people in this country who don't. And that's why as we see it ramp up, of course, it gets under our skin. But you have to think from the mindset that there are people who are completely oblivious to all of this, that this is how far things have to go in order to open their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. And so who knows what Mike Johnson's doing, bro? Who knows if he's not taking orders and just following along with whatever? I don't know. Right now, he doesn't appear to be on our side. Like at all, but we'll
see. Doesn't appear that way. He, it appears that he's a complete dill hole. But even with this First Amendment stuff, you know, I posted it on X. But I understand we got like Pentecost coming up. I understand it could be this Pentecost, could be next Pentecost. I don't know. But just with the fact of this recent attempt inside this bill to basically they want to ban the Bible. Look at what it is. You can see what they're doing. But Kim's prophecy said, you know, and the one from December 31st, 2014, where he said, God said this to me. He said, the spirit of Saul, and it's been a rampant spirit for years, has been dethroned. In other words, we're going to see in church masses all over, in neighborhoods, churches being raised up in houses. It's not going to be massive churches, but all over the nation, I saw these houses being filled with light and fire and evangelism taking place in the streets and in the neighborhoods of the United States of America and then throughout the earth because the control of previous generations' Saul spirit has been completely broken. This is the same one where he talks about, as in the days of Pentecost and in Acts, well, what happened after the spirit filled? You know, what did the apostles do? The apostles spread out throughout, you know, the land. And they were preaching on all these corners. Now, we don't know how bad it's going to get in the next 6 months. Shoot, we don't even know that we could just have, once Trump gets back in, we may just have a four-year window, for all we know, until things go right back to where they were. We don't know, but it could be the best 4 years that you've ever experienced in your life. And that's something we have to take advantage of. But that's what I was saying, like, on my way back, that I feel like God is telling people, start taking your authority. Start taking your authority. Understand that people need to be helping each other out because we need to make, not only we can do it in the chaos, because we'll continue doing the chaos after Trump, but these next 4 years, we have to make them count. No matter what, we have to really make them count for the kingdom.
Yes.
Because this is
good times.
This is where it's going.
Prepare, right? Yeah. Prepare when we have good times. So when we have bad times, we don't have bad times.
But it's coming like a mighty rushing wind, you know? This is why me and Chris talk about thriving in the chaos. Because I don't care what it looks like. I believe if we take our authority each and every day, proclaiming, declaring, taking down the things that are in your life, it starts with you. It starts with you, and then it moves to community. Your community builds. You build that into a kingdom. And by kingdom, I mean something massive where there's unity. Because if we have people using their authority in unity, oh, that's some big stuff happening right there. That's something that cannot be touched. Because in unity brings down massive strongholds.
Mm.
And these strongholds have been sitting, just taking over everything. Well, we need to get to a point, no matter what it looks like. I don't care if they, you know, they're knocking on our doors and going to, you know, try to arrest people for hate speech or something like that. I mean, there's already laws in different nations that this stuff has already started.
Yep.
So it's not like it's far off or anything, but we need to take our authority now for our each and every individual lives and our communities. And we need to help each other out. Enough with, you know, I see it a lot. It's like people like to see other people do bad to make themselves feel better. Like they just have this, you know, I'm not perfect. I've had selfish tendencies. We all have, right? At some point or another. But let's put the petty crap aside. Stop with the division tactics, because don't worry. The deep state and their riots and all their other, they already got their division tactics. So to infiltrate within the movements, within the communities, and to fight, it's petty and it does nothing. There's nothing but harm. No good can come from it. Raise each other up. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. We need to start doing it more. Me included. Not saying I haven't, you know, had my times where I've snapped on people. I need to get better too.
Same. It's hard. Like, I'll be honest, is I'm guilty too. Sometimes I clap back and I'm like, oh, I didn't have to say that. Yeah. I didn't need to say that. That was not nice. So, right. But that's part of the process. And now I'm a lot slower to anger and I delete a lot more. Like, did I, before I send, I'm like, nope, that's not even cool. Let's step away from that comment. Cause it doesn't, we got to stop being divisive, and we have to understand that there are so many good people in this country. Like, there is more good than bad. There are people that are taking part in these protests. These kids, they're not bad kids. They're just, they've been surrounded. Remember I told you, like, some of these kids probably don't have any friends. And we love you too, brother. Some of these kids might not have any friends. And how many times you heard me say, like, if your friends got you doing stupid stuff, you need to find some new friends. But, you know, they stopped some guy in the street about the protest. He goes, these are probably the cool kids that don't get invited to anything. And now this is their opportunity to be out here. And they probably don't even understand what they're really doing out here. They're just, their friends are doing it or whatever. And then, like you said, you throw in these agitators that are paid to be there, who are wearing the mask on their face because they don't want you to see their face. And it looks like they're just bad people, but they're not bad people. I believe there's more good than bad, 100%. And then a lot of people have been subjugated to the hive mind virus, the brainwashing. Yep. The mainstream media, the propaganda, and they're under a spell. It's not really them. They're under these demonic forces that we've allowed to seep into our country while we weren't paying attention. And now that's why we gotta try and nurture and be more of a unification force. And I think now more than ever, like, we really need to ramp it up. And General Flynn had a Zoom meeting, I believe it was Wednesday. And that's what he said. He said, and Boone too. Boone was talking about, we have to, even if they come nasty, even if they come at you nasty, I don't get a lot of nasty comments anymore. I don't. And I'm thankful for that. If they come at you nasty or whatever, you can just say, no, you're mistaken. Like, here's the truth, and leave it at that. If they want to keep back and forth, you've done your part. Like, you don't know. You don't know what seed you've planted by just simply being polite and saying, no, this is the truth. I'm sorry that you believe what you believe, but this is the truth. Here is why. And you leave it at that. There's no need to go back and forth and be nasty and all that. We can be gracious hosts, because it is a battle of good versus evil. It truly is. And yeah, but like you said, I'm guilty of it sometimes too, man. Like,
I mean, you know, regret. Like, like judgment. Judgment starts where? Starts in the house of the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. That's where judgment starts. Now you see all these things. Like I just seen an article. Now we obviously don't know, like everything. It's purely speculation, but you can probably understand that there's people involved in sex trafficking. There's people involved in money laundering. You know, Kevin talked about on his recent one how these big wigs, people we know, we all know, these big preachers that look at you as just a dollar bill. That's it. Now, all these people, you know, I've been judged. Like, God has disciplined me, and it doesn't feel too good. Because it's not a bad, necessarily a bad thing, but he disciplines those he loves, right? He disciplines his children because he wants you to get away from it. He doesn't want you to make that same mistake. Now, we all make mistakes. I repent every day because there's probably something every day that I'm just, you know, unworthy of his love, but his grace and his grace. But it's his grace. It's his grace that it's his love that leads us to repentance, you know, because he's a good God. He's a faithful God, but he's also a jealous God. He doesn't want us making these stupid mistakes and falling to the enemy, falling for the tricks. And it's tough. It's tough because there's, especially now, like this chaos is heightened up. You don't know necessarily what's what. Using discernment at this time it's tough, you know? It's tough. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, man, what I was getting is I get probably the most attacks by the Pharisees, the Christians.
The Pharisees.
But they forget about the plank in their own eye.
Mm-hmm.
They're so quick to judge you. They're so quick to tell you what you are, you know? And it's like, yeah. But they just do it to stir up the pot. It's like, why? Where's the unity? Like, why cannot we unite behind, we all want the same thing, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
We all want to be debt-free. We all want to, I shouldn't say we all want to walk with the Lord, but we all want our freedom. We all want to live good lives. It is not in our nature to live these like through anger, through bitterness, through unforgiveness. It's not in our nature. So why do people do it? Because there's always a familiar spirit trying to speak into your ear if you can't understand or recognize what's behind it. Mm-hmm. Everything is spiritual warfare. Most of it's in the mind, but a lot of them are taking pride. A lot of it is pride. Pride. And that's what it's,
you know what I say about pride? Keeps you from being honest with yourself. That is
why. If there's two things I cannot stand, is the pride and gossip. I cannot stand gossip. Absolutely drives me nuts. But what you said, I think you were talking about, we were talking about the CIA stuff. Did you see this? I want you guys to see this. This was on the Sean Ryan show. This is he did a show with the CIA, someone from the CIA.
The simplest way I could say it right here, right now. American taxpayer money, your tax dollars, are funding the Taliban right now. And this has been going on since September 2021. On a weekly basis, the United States, the current administration, Mr. Joe Biden, has been sending $40 million, not from his own checking account. It's the U.S. payers, Americans' tax dollars. He's sending them $40 million cash every week that ends up in Afghanistan. And it's a very complex system. The money goes to the Afghanistan International Bank that lacks any authority to convert this dollar to Afghani, to auction it, right? And so this money, AIB gives it to the Taliban-controlled Central Bank of Afghanistan. When I say Central Bank, think Federal Reserves. So the money goes there. Now, who is in charge of Afghanistan's central bank right now? Nur Ahmad Agha, sanctioned terrorist, sanctioned by the United States for financing IED attacks against our soldiers that killed American soldiers. He runs the central bank. He gets $40 million every week. Now, once the money reaches the central bank, they hold what is called a bidding and auctioning session, where they invite individuals that are involved with the hawala system, licensed money dealers. They invite them, and they're bidding. Everyone bids on who wants to buy this dollar and for.
So you can see another example of where your money's going, of what they do. Constantly, man. Constantly.
See, when I see stuff like this is, you know, I told Kat on Monday, I said, the reason we tell y'all gold and silver, preserve your wealth, is because you have toiled. You have sown good seed. Even though it is fake money, it is your fake money. And you need to prepare, because God is going to cut the head off of this snake. And that snake is your fake money. Look what they do with, they steal it from us. Not, again, the five eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The deep state that's in Israel, the deep state over in the Middle East, the deep state cabal. We are the piggy bank for their global operations. We work our butts off. They've stole. That's the thing that people, I know you guys have realized it, but we haven't had a fair election in this country in decades.
Right.
Decades. All right. Trump, that's why they freaked out. That's why you will not be able to convince me otherwise that there's some type of military operation going on, because when they got in there, they all freaked out. Because they've been doing it for so long. They've been doing it for so long, stealing from you, funding terrorism, funding wars, one big circle jerk. It just goes round and round. You're in the middle.
Yep.
That's why, again, I firmly believe that's why they were allowed to walk back in the front door and expose themselves to all of us. Uncomfortable, mm-hmm. Yes. But we have been funding the world. Terrorism, wars, everything for so long. We've never been free. We've never been free. Not, we've been given the illusion of freedom, and Iz and I have told you this a million times. But that's what I pray for the most, to break out of this. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to fund wars. I don't want to fund people dying. I don't want us sending our children to go die for some rich man's wars anymore. No. I told you, that's the hardest thing I, as a human being, had to come to a realization, is when your entire worldview, your ethos, God, family, country, right? You're in the military. I got a long line of them in my family. Every male has served. That was the hardest thing to realize, that what they were sending us to go do, what we were really fighting for. Yes, we go to fight because we love our country and love the people of our country, but they don't. And they were sending us to do other things while giving us the illusion that this is what we were fighting for.
Right.
And that was the hardest thing. That was the biggest gut check for me, when I realized just how corrupt my government was, and that the illusion that they are for the people and by the people hasn't existed for a very long time. That was extremely hard for me to overcome. Nobody wants to believe that. Nobody wants to believe that you've been bamboozled that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've just been blindly following along that bad. But we have.
Yeah, you think the Roman Empire was big. Think how big it is now.
Right.
Like, it's absolutely insane. Just keep the whole world enslaved. And keep the U.S. dollar as the main source. The main source. And yep. Go to war with countries who challenge it.
Yep.
Because they want to break free.
That's why they're fighting. So
that's why they're fighting. Because of monetary value. It all comes down to greed. Everything. Control, yep. Power, greed. You have to cut the head off the snake. You have to cut the fiat system down.
Yep.
And
that,
for those
money
who don't
is
see
your
it,
shackle. It really is.
I just don't get where people think that they can actually thrive in a fiat system. For the people that want the fiat system to stay alive, why would you want that?
because they don't know anything else. That's the only thing. And I'm not saying mean. We don't know anything else is. That's why it's so hard for people to let go. They can't imagine a world without what we've been taught. I mean, look how far gone we are. It's hard. That's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, is that what it's going to be like when you get rid of that toilet paper that shackles you every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be bumpy. It's not going to be easy when we transition over to this. It's going to be bumpy for a little bit as we transition away from this garbage into the new. But once we are done and we break free and God cuts the head off of that snake, the minute the dollar dies, war's gone. They're all gone. They will end like that. Because what's it going to fund them? We've been funding everything, every war, both sides. Yeah. That's what's the crazy part. We fund both sides.
Sure do.
It's insane.
And then keep the parties divided. You know, yeah. Always keep two agendas rolling. Even though they're all friends, they're all shaking hands behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if you transition to, an asset-backed, system. I mean, just look at different countries that have done it. For one, I don't know how many times we have to mention it. The whole world is going gold. All right. Now, when I say that, I mean precious metals. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about India, how they hit a 260-some% surge in silver purchases, stuff like that. That was in February. But Zimbabwe, they just started circulation of the asset-backed currency in their country. We know what Russia did with theirs. It's always bumpy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's always because this is, it's going to be just like biblical times where people are going to want to go back.
Yep.
They're going to want to go back because they're uncertain. They're uncertain. Well, I mean, if you think about it, every time you start something new, there's going to be bumps. There's going to be bumps.
Growing pains.
Every time. But things can transition at a very fast rate. And look how well Russia's doing. Despite the sanctions they constantly get. Russia's doing very well. A lot of people, central banks have been hoarding. Every central bank is hoarding gold. Because they know that fiat comes to an end. You can't just print into oblivion and expect things are just going to pan out. Things will be fine. Makes no sense. So yeah, me and Chris, we do gold and silver. Because it protects you from the chaos. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
God's money has worked for 6,000 years.
And the big secret, why like I love both gold and silver, God's money, but I'm a silver guy. All right.
Yeah.
The debt clock has been clearly winking a nod, telling y'all what precious metal is really gonna sink the deep state.
Silver. I think silver
gold, gold is gonna destroy the Fed, but silver is going to be the knockout. It's gonna be the okie doke. All right. Mm-hmm. Because what they're not telling you, and there's more gold than there is silver. And we've been telling you, when the time comes and all these massive shorts they have against silver, when they get called, they don't have the silver. They don't have it, ladies and gentlemen. So what do you think that's going to do to the price of the silver, the actual physical silver there is? Boom. I can't wait to see. It's going to be amazing. But they don't have it. They don't have it. Silver is more scarce than they would like, than they want you to know. It really is. That's why,
absolutely.
Why I love it. That's why I love it.
I just like the fact
and
that
it's all I can afford.
You hold it. Like it's, Well, I mean, gold purchases are, you're going to be buying gold if you're looking for higher purchases.
Yeah.
I actually talked to Matt at Midas today, and we were on the phone for like a half hour talking about this stuff. And we both agree, like gold, if you're spending a $250,000 and higher, you're gonna want some gold in your portfolio.
Yeah,
but for the most part, silver is, it's up to people.
Yeah, I ain't got it like that, bro. I ain't got it like that.
No, I'm just saying, because like even like I'm sure your financial advisor will tell you to have 10%, you know, 10% of assets. Screw that. I don't want to keep I don't want to keep the banks in control of spending money that they don't even have to begin with, you know. But I mean, the Fed goes down because the Fed's original plan was to transition out of gold. This is our whole point. So if you can take down, if gold and silver assets, precious metals take over, the Fed is worthless. You know, if you're holding your own money, there is no Fed. You don't need a Fed. You never did. It's a private entity. I mean, so like, but this is what happens with fiat, because then you get a second income tax with inflation, through wars, debasement of currency, everything. Mm-hmm. You start to feel it. I mean, look at groceries right now. How many people in the chat right now, like I want you to be honest, like are struggling, are actually like struggling to pay for groceries? You let me know.
Yeah. Is one more, not to, you know, another reason I really love silver. And this is one a lot of people don't think about. A certain president tried to introduce $2 billion worth of silver-backed currency. All right. And he pissed the banking cartel off so bad and the deep state off so bad with that move, one of many of his moves, that they assassinated him right in front of us and the American people. We did nothing. See, Kennedy wasn't just blowing the whistle on the cabal and trying to bring the cabal out of the shadows and shine a light on them. He also went to war with the banking cartels. And he didn't give you gold-backed currency. He put silver-backed notes in. I wish I still had some. I remember back in the day, they had the $2 bills, the $2 silver backed bills, that some of Kennedy's. But after they assassinated Kennedy, they got most of those silver-backed bills out of circulation. So if you have one of those, if any of you in this chat, anybody has one of those original silver-backed, do not spend that bad boy. I promise you. I think that thing's going to be worth a lot of money one day, because that's when this war, the war in this country, like the real war that was in the public eye, we just failed to see it, was when the intelligence apparatus and the banking cartels assassinated a sitting president right out in the open in front of us, and we did nothing about it. Because they told you it was a conspiracy theory if you didn't believe their man on a grassy knoll narrative. Think about that. So that's why I love silver, because that the last president that tried to go to war with the banking cartel went to war with them with silver. Holla at your boy.
At your boy. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, man.
This is what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do?
I wrote some names down. I got 2, 4, 6, 8. I got 9 people. About the groceries. I don't know if I should call out their names. I don't want to be like that at the same time.
Yeah.
Shoot, I gotta figure out how to do this properly. I want y'all to listen to me right now. Proud Patriot, M. Joseph, Sandy, Jolene, Deb L, Leah Michelle, Kathy Benson, Love to Ride Harley, and Kit Kat. I want you to email me. at alphavetsmedia@gmail.com.
That's what's up, my dude.
What else we got?
What else we got? Well, I mean, we're hour in. It's going to take, we got, I got an ounce of silver. I got a couple ounces of silver. I want to give away, but you know, today's the big day.
Today's the big day.
Today is the big day. We're going to give away this flag that we got back here. Yeah, we're going to give away this flag. But you got anything else you want to talk about? Because
no.
Listen, everybody, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to go to sponsors. I got 2 ounces. I got this one, which is really cool. All right. I got that one. And I got a buffalo. These are my favorite.
I got this guy I'm going to give away to.
All right.
I got a Morgan Silver Dollar.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay.
Those names I called out earlier, email me, alphavetsmedia@gmail.com. This All is right. what God told me to do when I was on my way back.
I like it. All right. So get those hollas rolling. And when we come back from sponsors, we're going to give away some silver. And then we're going to give away this flag.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphavets. A wide range of items for all your sleeping needs. From the original MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology, bed sheets, dog beds, summer gear, and more. You can save up to 65% with the promo code ALPHAVETS. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphavets. GodFirstGear.com, the official store for all Alphavets merchandise. Whether you want comfortable hoodies, t-shirts, ball caps, beanies, and much more items to come, high-quality merchandise is over at GodFirstGear.com. You can use promo code ALPHAVETS on everything in the store. GodFirstGear.com. Harley's Doggy Dog World, husband and wife tumbler and cup creators. They put your ideas on tumblers and cups as well as pre-existing tumblers. High-quality tumblers, use the Alphavets promo code at Harley's Doggy Dog World. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set the budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free as it builds up, and is shipped with the click of a button or automatically. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids because you aren't forced into a set budget and shipment every month. Instead, you decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammunition from brands you know and love. It's budget-friendly and customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Everything is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or sell it all back if you need the money. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. With it being election year, you never know what the deep state is going to try and do. You know about ammo shortages and everything like that. Do not be caught with not being able to get any ammo. Head on over to AmmoSquared.com/alphavets and sign up today. Are you seeing that the U.S. dollar is failing? Between inflation, high rates, and debt beyond belief, do you think that the current U.S. financial system is sustainable? It's not. The whole world is moving towards gold and silver. Don't be stuck as the last one holding the fiat dollar. All fiat currencies have an expiration date, and we are reaching it. Between the everything bubble and the criminals who run your government, the projected path of the financial system is only going down. We here at Alphavets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the number one veteran bullion dealer in the nation. Whether you want to roll over your retirement into a gold IRA or buy precious metals, look no further than Midas Gold. Free silver with qualifying purchase for Alphavets listeners. Protect yourself from the irresponsibility of the U.S. government. Look to Midas Gold for all your precious metal needs. All you need to do is text the word Alphavets to 232-425, and they'll take care of what you need. You can find all the links for Alphavets partners below on our Rumble channel. They're also easily accessible at www.alphavets.online. We thank you for all your support. Y'all blow my mind.
I know, man. Wow. Thank you so much. That's you're gonna make me ugly cry, man. Don't do that. I mean, thank you. I'm not saying you're gonna make me ugly cry, man. Y'all are amazing. Seriously. Wow.
Steel man. It's coming to you.
All right.
1 ounce, 1 ounce Morgan dollar.
Right on.
$4.
Redneck Shark. You're going to get this Liberty silver coin right here. And Janice Ann, J-A-N-I-C-E-A-N-N-H. You're going to get this Buffalo silver round. These are really cool. Congratulations. Wow.
If you guys if you guys want. So, obviously, like I told you, on my way back, I've been, you know, I feel like God's telling me we really need to get into the authority. Thanks, shout out to Nadine. I don't know if you want me to say that, but I did anyway. She sent me a bunch of books, and these are really good. These are Believer Authorities. I'm gonna give if you want these now. Obviously, these are really powerful books. They're super thin. There's so much information in them.
Will change your life.
If you want the book, I'm gonna give away two. I'm gonna give away two. If you want them, drop a holla. We'll pick a couple.
You want to? I'll pick one. You pick one.
Sure.
All right. Oh. All right, I got one.
Go for it.
Crazy living.
And I'm going to do Lomac 9-4.
Lomac. Right on. All right, Israel. The moment we've been waiting for. You can stop with the hollas now. God bless y'all. I love you so much. Let's slow it down in the chat because the moment we've all been waiting for a month. Okay, so Israel, on Monday, we picked three names to even it out to reach
17.
Good old number 17. That was Kat's idea. I like it a lot. Okay. So we have 17 names. And one of you is going to win this. Okay. All right. It's got my logo on the back. I'm going to sign it for you as well. Somebody's going to win that tonight. Now, here's the kicker. I hope you're in the chat. I remember I said you got to be in the chat. You got to be here in the show. If I draw your name and you're not here and I don't see it come up in the chat, I'm going to draw another name until we get somebody who is here. So before we get started, I'm going to list the 17 names that we drew, all right, or that we picked over the last month. So I got Tennessee Treehouse, Earfan 64, Remy 68, Carla Two Most, USA Wins with God, Bodhi Karma, Cindy Lou 808, Hixer NJ, KD Ost, Ronnie Villafuerte, M Joseph 216, Truck Woman SC, Black Robed Regimen, Ogle Boggleby, Proud Patriot 2022, Proud Patriot, Connie 06 T Dog, and Fire Goddess 69. All right.
There's a lot of names I don't see in here, dude.
Yeah. Man.
All right. I see Treehouse, Hixer.
I see Agabaga. I see Cindy Lou. I see
Agabaga.
I see.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, right there. All right. So.
Connie Zona.
Proud Patriot, Connie. Yep. Okay. I see you all in here.
Zona, Hixer, Cindy, Fire, Remy, Joseph.
Joseph, Black Robe Regiment's here. Truck Woman SC is here. Okay. Tennessee Treehouse here. Remy's here. I think everybody.
USA Wins with God.
Yep, here. Okay, okay, okay. Connie Tito, all right. I haven't seen Ronnie. Come on, Ronnie. Ronnie might be working. I don't know.
I don't see Ronnie either.
I don't know.
I think we just keep Ronnie in there.
Okay, because Ronnie.
Let him know.
All right, all right. Me. All right, all right.
I think we just keep it as it is.
Okay.
They were there for the the time. I think we just pick.
All right. All right. Well, look, I got them right here. They're all going in the hat.
Shake it for a little while. Shake for a little while.
The hats. Na, 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 na. Sing to me, Is.
Closing time.
It's closing time. Are you ready?
For those that won something so far, just a reminder. alphavetsmedia@gmail.com. Email us your name, username, and all that stuff, right? If you won something tonight.
I have a name. All right. Are we ready? Are we ready, or do you want me to shake it again? Huh? It's your call. It's fate. I don't know. All right. Here we go. I'm not even going to read. I'm going to hold it up. Hopefully y'all can read my handwriting. Let's see who it is. USA wins with God. USA wins with God. Congratulations. You won the flag. That's awesome. Congratulations. Yay. That's dope. Guess what else you're going to win? USA wins with God. The hat that it was drew in. Bam!
Oh, snap.
Gonna send that to you as well. Congratulations. And I signed the inside of that one. Holla.
Holla.
Holla. Yeah. They are here. All right. Yeah, they're here. Awesome. Congratulations, USA wins with God. That's awesome. Gonna get a hat and a flag.
Very prophetic.
Yeah. That is. Hey. Huh. I like it. He does. We do win. For all of you who are wondering, we do win. We're about to kick some butt. Yeah. You are very welcome, USA wins with God. Congratulations. And to all of you again who donated while we're on sponsors, holy cow, man. Thank you so much. Y'all are awesome. And congratulations to our silver winners. Don't spend it. Hold on to that bad boy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Again, those who won something, we want, especially the names I called out, I want name, username, and the ones that I called out, the eight, I don't need like an address or anything. I'll figure that out. But I definitely want your username and your names. So and we'll talk. I will email everybody. But other than that, everybody else that won something, alphavetsmedia@gmail.com, name, username, somewhere to send it to. We will get it sent out to you. Sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, y'all, I know it was only two shows, but I missed you, man. I'm glad you're back. And again, thanks to Ashton and Kat. They were awesome. I mean, I can't wait to have Ashton back on again. It blew my mind. I don't know if I caught myself on camera. Like at one time, that guy, he's so smart, man.
My man's going on Glenn Beck tomorrow.
Yes. The dude, he's so smart. Like at one point when he's talking, I was like, I am an idiot.
He's very smart.
Yeah, I am a mouth breather because some of the stuff, I mean, I understood what he said. It's almost like when I hear somebody say that those videos have been, those have been demucked. I almost want to go, Ashton, sick them, man. Just get them.
Sick. I know.
Just get them. Just get them. Do your thing. Do that thing you do. Get them. You know what I mean? And then K Kat, as always, love Kat. I'm so thankful that she joined us on Monday. And I really do hope we get to have a – it would be cool to do a – have me, you, her, and Captain K. That would be a really good conversation. There's so much – I would love to pick his brain, get, you know, with some stuff. We can get
Seth Keschel on pretty much anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to have talked to Captain K.
I mean, not anytime, again. But
– yeah. I mean, like I told you, I thought I was tall until I bumped into that dude.
Oh, he's a big, he's tall man. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Holy cow. Him and Kag Drago, like I was like, I thought I was tall, you know? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, nope.
I know, I'm up to the, I'm up to like their shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'11".
Yeah, I was like, holy cow, Seth is tall, man. That dude is tall. Oh,
yeah, Chris, anyway. How did your Bible group go?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't get to go.
Oh, really?
I didn't get to go. Yeah, I'm going to have to reschedule with them. I didn't get to go, unfortunately. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got a lot. Just did stuff at work, stuff at home. I got some stuff going on here. I didn't get to go. My daughter, it's prom week. It's been a little hectic in the Dunbar Casa. So yeah, been a little cray-cray, right, but I'm definitely gonna reschedule with them. They're such great people, man. They're just good people. So no, I didn't get to go, unfortunately. So
yeah,
yeah. But thanks for asking, though. Appreciate that, yeah. Yo. I do, yeah, I do. Yeah. But I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. Again, you know. Stay frosty, head on a swivel. Let's see what tomorrow brings. You know, they like to do stuff on Fridays heading into a weekend. Who knows? Who knows? We need to talk about Jerome Powell. We didn't even talk about him today.
That's, dude, that dude's tickling for the economy to fall. I know, I'm telling you.
I know.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. The weekends are always interesting. That's when they like to catch people off guard.
Yeah. Yep,
if there's ever like a big event, more likely they're going to choose a weekend to where nobody can do anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Quite sketchy for like banks. It's like if banks close on like Saturday and Sunday and they flip something, all of a sudden, boom, Monday open or like Monday and you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oops, bail-ins. We're seizing all your money.
See? Oh.
Gold and silver, baby.
Gold and silver. That's right. That is right.
Anywho. Yeah. Have a good rest of the night, everybody. We appreciate you. Have a great show. Obviously, we'll be around. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah.
Holla.
Holla.